Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. You know, I did a video not too long ago about Stella, the woman with the hot coffee case. And since then, I've now had two or three people forward emails to me and say, well, hey, Steve, have you seen the latest Stella Awards? And the interesting thing about this is I think the people who sent me the emails actually thought these were true. And I have to tell you, and I'm, you know, some of you know this, And those of you who know this, you can go watch something else or just jump ahead to another video. But a lot of the stuff on the internet is not true. And stuff you get emailed to you from friends that is so bizarre and strange that it's hilarious might not be true. And so when you get somebody sending you an email or a Facebook meme, or something, don't just forward it and hit, you know, send and retweet and stuff unless you actually want to be part of the problem. Because if you see something that's not true, but you forward it to everybody on your email list and they get it and they don't know that it's not true, and if they trust you and think your opinion's good, they might mistakenly think it's true, or they might think that you're stupid because you believed it was true. So, like I said, in the last week, I've had this forwarded to me now three times, and the second I see the headline, I know what it is. But what it is, it's an urban legend. It's a hoax. And it's such a goofy hoax, but it won't die because too many people don't check these things out before they hit retweet or resend or forward all. So what I'm talking about here is this email gets twisted around and repackaged every so often. But here's an example. And this one says, here's what's wrong with the world. Number one, and there's six things here. Number one, Kathleen Robertson of Austin, Texas, was awarded $780,000 by a jury of her peers after breaking her ankle, tripping over a toddler who was running amok inside a furniture store. The owners of the store were understandably surprised at the verdict, considering the toddler was her son. Okay? So the story is that one of these six stories, this woman's at a store, her kid's running loose, and she trips over her own son, and she sues the store, and she gets $780,000, and that's what's wrong with the world today. Except the story's not true. It's just not true. That's what's wrong with the world today, is that people forward this stuff. Here's story number two of what's wrong with the world today. A 19-year-old Carl Truman of Los Angeles was awarded $74,000 and medical expenses when his neighbor ran his hand over with a Honda Accord. Mr. Truman apparently didn't notice someone was at the wheel of the car whose hubcap he was trying to steal. Now, I don't know if Honda Accords have hubcaps, but this story is not true either. It never happened. Somebody wrote this thinking it was funny, put it on the internet, and now people are resending it out going, oh my gosh, can you believe this is happening? This is what's wrong with our society today. Number three, another story that's not true. Terrence Dixon of Bristol, Pennsylvania, was exiting a house he finished robbing by way of the garage. He was not able to get the garage door to go up because the automatic door opener was malfunctioning. He couldn't re-enter the house because the door connecting the house and the garage locked when he pulled it shut. The family was on vacation, so Mr. Dixon found himself locked in the garage for 8 days, subsisting on a case of Pepsi he found and a large bag of dry dog food. This upset Mr. Dixon, so he sued the homeowner's insurance, claiming the situation caused him undue mental anguish, and the jury gave him $500,000. Again, never happened. It's a made-up story. Number four of the made-up stories in this silly email. Jerry Williams of Little Rock, Arkansas, was awarded $14,500. It's got to be, you got to use funny numbers. You can't just say $1,000,000. $14,500 and medical expenses after being bitten on the rear end by his next-door neighbor's beagle. The beagle was on a chain in its owner's fenced-in yard, as was Mr. Williams. The award was less than he'd sought because the jury felt the dog may have been provoked by Mr. Williams, who, at the time, was shooting it repeatedly with a pellet gun. Again, the story's not true. And why would you enter the yard to shoot the dog with a pellet gun? You can do it from your own yard. I mean, you don't have to use logic to unravel a stupid story, but you should understand when you read these, going, these are obviously not true. Number five, a Philadelphia restaurant was ordered to pay Amber Carson of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, $113,500. See, that's a nice, weird number. $113,500 after she slipped on a spilled soft drink and broke her coccyx. The beverage was on the floor because Ms. Carson threw it at her boyfriend 30 seconds earlier during an argument. Again, not true. And then number six, Kara Walton of Claymont, Delaware, successfully sued the owner of a nightclub in a neighboring city when she fell from the bathroom window to the floor and knocked out her two front teeth. This occurred while Ms. Walton was trying to sneak through the window in the ladies' room to avoid paying the $3.50 cover charge. She was awarded $12,000 and dental expenses. Now, here's the thing. I know people are going, but Steve, these sound like they could be true. I've heard of crazy lawsuits. Yeah, you probably heard of these or variations thereof. None of these are true, by the way. They're all made up. We don't know who started this, but somebody made these up as a joke and sent it out there, and it just continues. It's like perpetual motion. This email will be orbiting the sun long after the Earth has become a cold, dark place uninhabited by life, okay? So I understand that there's going to be people out there who don't watch my videos, who don't understand this, and get this and go, oh, this is funny. Oh my gosh, this is what's wrong with the world. And they're going to send, you know, to all the people on their list, and it'll continue to grow. But first of all, the email I got this week from somebody who said, Steve, the latest Stella Awards are out. And this week, they were dated 2018, because this is, we're into 2019, but they redid all these dates to make it look modern. The version I printed off the internet has all of these things happening in 2000, 1998, 1999, and 1997. And one of the ways that you can double check anything, next time anybody tells you anything crazy happened, did you hear about that insane thing where that woman put her cell phone inside herself in a delicate place and couldn't get it out? She sued the cell phone company. It's not true. Didn't happen. Next time someone sends you something goofy and stupid, but you wonder if it's true or not, go to Snopes, Snopes.com. And I'm not, you know, I don't, it's not like they pay me to advertise and they're not like a supporter of mine, but I'm a believer in Snopes.com. Go to Snopes and type in a keyword. And you'd be surprised if you type in a piece of a woman's anatomy and cell phone, you'll get that story popping up and they'll explain what's wrong with it. And I've had people tell me, they say, Steve, you know, Snopes is a left-wing site, Snopes is a right-wing site, Snopes does this, Snopes does that. And the funny thing is that Snopes just debunks whenever people bring them stories. Is this story true? You don't have to believe Snopes. Read the story, and at the end, they'll say, here's where we got this information from. And you can usually double-check their information, so you don't even have to go to Snopes if you don't want to, other than to see where they send you to go find the original information. Many of the stories that people repeat where they send these stories out, they'll often send, like the one with the cell phone and the woman's body part. That story was originated on a fake news website. There are fake news websites out there that are trying to be funny, like The Onion. The Onion is one of the funniest things ever. If you go there and don't think it's funny, I apologize. But when I saw, the first time I heard about The Onion, I subscribed. I was one of the subscribers back when The Onion printed paper copies of their newspaper because it was so funny. But their stuff is so funny, you recognize that it's not supposed to be true. They had a headline that says, Jesus Christ returns to the NBA. And they had a Photoshop picture of Jesus in a robe dunking a basketball. Now, no one's going to read that and go, hey, I didn't know Jesus played basketball. It's a joke. But there are people out there who are trying to be funny, and they don't care if people believe them or not. So the story about the woman who takes a cell phone and sticks it someplace, that was originally run on a fake news site. And if you go to the site and find the original story, you can tell, oh, this is obviously a joke. Okay, so like I said, you don't have to believe Snopes per se. You can ask, you can go there and look and see where they send you to check their work. So with respect to this, you got to take a little bit of this on faith. But first of all, they gathered this version of it in 2001. Okay, this is 2019. This email has been circulating now for at least 18 years. Okay, and this kind of joke, believe it or not, I mentioned fax machines a couple videos ago. This kind of joke actually used to get faxed around. I remember getting things like this through the fax machine, or somebody else had a fax machine and they found a joke and they faxed it through. And so this idiotic set of cases that never happened, well, they give you enough information to where, for instance, Kathleen Robertson of Austin, Texas, or Carl Truman of Los Angeles, those might be kind of hard to find, but Kara Walton of Claymont, Delaware, would be a fairly easy person to find by doing a search of plaintiff's names. And yet, no one can find an actual case where this happened. Because if she sued a nightclub, it'd be Kara Walton versus somebody, and somebody could find this case in Delaware. It couldn't be that hard. But of course, it never happened. And any attorney reading this would go, well, that can't be true anyways. Because if she's climbing in the window and she falls, that wouldn't get to a jury. A judge would throw that out before it got to a jury. And if it got to a jury, it'd get overturned on appeal if the jury gave her anything. And as if a jury is going to give the guy money who's shooting the dog with a pellet gun. Obviously, that would never happen. But again, none of these have ever happened. So, you know, this series of jokes has been passed around the internet now for, like I said, at least 18 years. None of these are true. And yet, like I said, I got this sent to me 3 times since I put up the video about Stella, including one just a couple days ago. And I don't know for certain if the people sending that to me are sending it to me because they believe it's true, or if they're sending it to me just simply like, hey, Steve, this is the topic you were talking about. Look at this. But the funny thing, like I said, is the most recent ones have all the dates changed. And the funny thing is, as Snopes points out, earlier versions of this contained more than 6 of these cases. Number 7 was somebody who put their poodle in a microwave oven and then sued the microwave maker and won, you know, $147,500 plus vet bills or something. And they think that that got removed because the poodle in the microwave is an urban legend. And if you don't know about urban legends and Jean-Harold Brunvand, who's the author who wrote The Vanishing Hitchhiker and The Choking Doberman and a bunch of other books about urban legends, just poke around the internet, run the phrase urban legends or Jean-Harold Brunvand, B-R-U-N-V-A-N-D, I believe, Brunvand. And he studied these things for a living and he wrote books about them. And it's always amazing these stories that your friends tells you. And it happened to a friend of a friend. And I've had several of those urban legends told to me by people who believe they are true. And I remember working at a gas station. I've mentioned that before. And a guy came into work and he goes, you're not going to believe this. He goes, but my neighbor just came home from work and he has a Doberman and the Doberman was choking. And he took the dog to the vet and the vet pulled several human fingers out of the dog's throat. That's what he's choking on. So they raced back to the house and they found a burglar bleeding to death in the closet. Never happened. It's actually the title of one of Jean-Harold Brunvand's books. That story just goes around where people claim it happened to a friend of a friend. Now, I know the name of the guy who told me that story. And if I were to find him today and ask him that, he'd probably go, oh, well, it wasn't actually my friend it happened to. It was a friend of a friend it happened to. And another example, when I was in high school, a girl whose name I actually remember, but I won't embarrass her by saying it, came into school one day and she goes, you're not going to believe this, guys, but she goes, I'm getting a brand new Trans Am really, really cheap. And we're like, really? How's that possible? And she goes, a guy died in it. And the police department took it in as evidence. And the family doesn't want it back because it's to them, it's a bad memory. And they can't get the smell out of it. And so they're going to take it. They took it to an auction, but nobody would buy it. And so right now, if you simply pay the storage fees, you can have it. And, you know, I'm like 17 or 18 years old. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, though. And she's, what do you mean it doesn't make any sense? I said, you mean if I paid the storage fees, what are they? She goes, $200. I go, so I could pay $200 and get a Trans Am that nobody else wants because it stinks. And she goes, yeah. I go, the wheels are worth $200. The engine's worth $200. The hood, you know, the deck lid. Those things don't stink, do they? Who in their right mind wouldn't buy a Trans Am where the only thing wrong with it is the interior smells funny? She's like, you'll see. I'm going to prove you wrong. A couple weeks later, we, hey, where's your Trans Am? She says, shut up. And so what had happened was somebody pulled her leg and told her a story. And then she repeated it to us as if it was true. It wasn't true. It's an urban legend. So no, there's no Trans Am or Corvette that you can get cheap because somebody died in it. No, there's not a burglar bleeding to death in somebody's closet because they lost their fingers to the Doberman. And no, these 6 stories are not true about the crazy lawsuits where you get $14,500 and medical expenses because you broke into someplace and hurt yourself. So next time you get the email, you see the meme on Facebook, you see the tweet, and it's too good to be true, just stop. You'll do everybody a favor. Just stop for a split second and look it up on Snopes. Or if you don't like Snopes, look it up. Just look up that thing in Google And just ask your, you know, type Google and ask Google if it's real. And don't be surprised if it comes back with a ton of stuff going, no, this is an urban legend, okay? So if you want to pass it along and say, hey, guys, it's a funny urban legend. It's a funny story. That's one thing. But passing it around as if it's true, you're actually doing all of us a disservice. So that's my rant on the Stella Awards and online hoaxes. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.